No, I don't believe either that she thought she was at least the supplier of the aspirin and the analgesic to ineradicable pain, because that was something she very explicitly repudiated. I have about 5 separate occasions, most of them on tape or video, recorded and reported in my book, where she goes to some pains to say, I am not doing this as social work. I am not doing it for its own sake. I'm not doing it out of compassion. We do it for the faith. That's why we do it. Just as she said to me when we met, as I've had on the film, this is what we're doing here. We're witnessing against contraception and abortion. Everything else is flippancy. I think that she has the right to be treated with respect and believed and taken seriously when she says that poverty is something beautiful and that it comes from God and should be welcome. It's not my view. It may be the view of some here. It is not. It's certainly not the view of her that is promulgated by those who hold her up as the example of how charity will do what the politicians do not propose to do for the poor, right? So it seems to me 3 different groups of people are being cheated by a false invocation of what the real intention of her teaching was.